Recovery from recession is not a steady process, we've learned. Not only is the rate of recovery often uneven, so is the distribution. One part of a state, say Portland, may look just fine in its emergence from recession, while another, say the Rogue Valley, may lag behind Portland and other parts of the state. And that's exactly what's been happening for a while now. The Rogue Valley struggled to emerge from recession, at least as measured in the Oregon Regional Economic Indexes. But the latest index shows things a little better in the Rogue Valley. For some comparisons, let's talk to Tim Dewey, who helps put this all together. He's an economist at the University of Oregon and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Tim.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Okay, pleasure to have you once again. Tell us about the regional economic indexes and what they show.
Right, so what I try to do with this index is measure the pace of growth in each area or each major metropolitan area of the state, really relative to its own past average. And so what we're looking at here is for the zero level here is average growth since the late 1990s. So when I look at these various indexes, as you noted in your introduction, Portland was really one of the fastest to recover to paces of growth that are similar to what we saw prior to the recession, or especially what we saw usually during expansions. Other parts of the state were a bit lagging behind that, and the Rogue Valley area was certainly one of those areas.
I want to come back to what you just said, though, about the actual measurement. So when you're at zero, you are actually growing, but it's just average growth relative to your past?
Exactly. So here, zero is the average growth. So even though these economies sometimes are registering below zero growth, that doesn't mean they're actually shrinking. It really means that they're probably growing somewhat below their past averages. And so, you know, for an area like the Rogue Valley area, which had a very consistent, steady growth through, from the 1990s on, for example, hardly even felt the 2001 recession, anything that's a slower growth than that would reflect as a negative number.
I'm curious about the way things are clustered here. You have Portland Metro, Eugene Springfield, Central Oregon, Rogue Valley, and Salem. Just curious about why Salem gets its own measurement in addition to Portland, which is not far away.
Well, it has a completely separate set of data. It's a completely separate metropolitan service area. So if I have the data to break things out, that's what happens. And on top of that, they're really very different economies. The Salem area being so much more dependent upon the state government, for example, than the Portland area, and the Portland area really being multiple times larger and much more diverse.
So Salem more of a company town, in a sense, with the state government.
Something a company town, correct.
So the latest numbers are from August, I understand, out 2 weeks ago. What are the general trends we're noticing here?
Well, most areas of the state, including the Rogue Valley now, are growing at average or above average level paces of growth, I would say, respective to their previous trends. I think that there's still room for improvement in many of these measures. I think particularly the Rogue Valley and Salem measures still have some growth ahead of them. I think the regions will continue to experience strengthening economies over the next couple of years. And Eugene and Springfield, I think, could add in a little bit more growth as well. Portland is already operating at a pretty high pace relative to its past trends, and I could see that moving up a little bit. But that seems to be a clear different area of the state.
And I noticed that Portland is operating at what looks like close to a 1.0 relative to the scale. I mean, and the scale only goes up to 2, so this is actually a pretty respectable clip, it seems like.
Right, and if you notice that sort of the number is comparable to prior to 2001 and the middle of this past decade, a little bit lower than the middle of this past decade during the housing boom, I'm not surprised that we're having a little bit of trouble hitting those numbers. One of the components of this is housing starts, and housing starts are still below the levels that we saw during that period of time.
Okay, so at the moment we're talking about numbers from August. When we talked to you last in August, the trend was not particularly good for the Rogue Valley. What was going on?
So if you look, a couple things happened. One that we've seen in the last couple months that gave a little bit of a boost was the civilian labor force started growing again. Now, I get a little bit wary of getting too optimistic over a couple of months of data, but one of the things that we've been looking for is a sign, or I've been looking for is a sign that economies are really turning a corner to that next stage of growth, is that people are re-entering the labor force. To me, that would be a signal that the economy is improving, people are more confident about going back, looking for jobs. It's probably also a signal that there might be some more people moving into these regions. So that's, for me, was, I think, a key signal saying that, you know, I think things are turning. Also, we had some upward revisions in the underlying data put together by the Employment Department. So that job growth was a little bit better than we expected, we thought, a little while ago. So those two things in particular have given me, a better and a more optimistic read on the region.
Tim Dewey's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, economist at the University of Oregon, creator of the Oregon Regional Economic Indexes, and they show the Rogue Valley looking a little better relative to the state than it has in a while. Join us on the Exchange as we talk about economic growth and what it means and what the components are. 800-838-3760 across the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. When we talk about the civilian labor force, is this as in non-governmental labor force?
Well, actually, it's not just non-governmental, non-institutionalized, essentially not in the military or an institution or something like that. So basically the number of people that are available and looking for a job in the economy.
Now, when you talk about people re-entering the labor force, are there indications that people had just sort of dropped out and taken it easy for a while? Or not to indicate that they were at their leisure.
Easy for a while, but we do know that labor force dropped and labor force participation dropped nationally, and we also saw declines in labor force in local areas and across the state of Oregon during the recession. And there's probably two reasons for that I would say. One is during weak economic conditions, obviously people have trouble finding a job and might take that opportunity to either go retrain, go back to school, or maybe if you're in a two-income household, maybe one spouse spends more time doing household production, childcare, those sorts of things. Another issue is that some people that are older that lose their jobs, maybe they were near retirement and they look for a job for a couple of years, and this was a particularly long and difficult recession, maybe then they chose to retire early. So they would have eventually exited the labor force as they retired, but that decision was kind of forced upon them a little bit earlier. Also, probably migration patterns slowed. So we're not getting quite the inflow of people from other states during the recession. And then if you're not getting quite the inflow of people, you're not getting quite the inflow of potential workers. So I think all of those factors were wrapped up in some of the softness we saw in those numbers after the recession, which is fairly unusual for Oregon, but this is a fairly deep national recession.
Here again, we're talking about fairly small increments here. I mean, again, zero indicates just that you're at the average of your general growth rate. So there's a lot of 0.1, 0.2. Either up or down, and yet the civilian labor force growth in the Rogue Valley was 0.4. Is that a big spike for these charts?
So in this, the 0.4 is a fairly significant contribution for the month. Yes, so that was enough growth to give that index quite a bit of a boost. And so I don't anticipate that that's going to necessarily continue. Generally, this is one reason that we watch those moving average numbers, is because, you know, there's some volatility, particularly as you get to more and more local data, the volatility of some of these numbers becomes higher and higher. And so tracking that underlying trend is very much important, and that's just a little bit below zero now for the Rogue Valley. So for all intents and purposes, I would say that it's close to average growth.
All right, and as I look at some of the other sectors that looked like they showed some improvement here, construction employment up, professional and business services employment up as well, 0.13 and 0.12 respectively. What are the drivers there?
Well, construction employment, both of those two had a little bit of a slowdown last year, and so they've been picking back up. Construction employment has seen some benefit from additional building activity. And professional business services employment, I would say more of the general economic uptrend. As the improvement in growth continues, I think we're going to continue to see fairly widespread increases in demand through many sectors of the economy, and I think that's what we're feeling. You know, a couple sectors of the economy certainly have been somewhat slow to recover. Government employment, for example, being weighed down by revenue issues. Another sector that has been somewhat slow to recover, financial activities, employment has been somewhat soft because a lot of real estate agents and mortgage brokers were included in that group. But by and large, I think most sectors are on average feeling some kind of pull as this economy continues to recover.
University of Oregon economist Tim Dewey, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Oregon Regional Economic Indexes, which show for the first time in a while the Rogue Valley economy looking pretty good relative to the other parts of the state. There are five regions measured in all. You can join us at 800-838-3760 to talk about the economy. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. I noticed there is a bit of a trend down in information employment in the Rogue Valley, certainly. And what's going on there?
Yeah, so that's, and I think some of that is, some of that is we're not seeing a huge amount of general information employment, I'd say, outside the state. Also, I think where we're tending to see a lot of those jobs and more of the specifically the computer design component of professional services rather than so much the information component or the information sector. And I think those are jobs that are really gravitating more to the larger metropolitan areas. And in Oregon, that would be the Portland area. We've seen that those kinds of jobs have tended to have a lot of benefit from agglomeration economics, is that as you get more and more people in a sector particularly in those technology fields, they seem to be remarkably more productive. And this sort of explains, I think, why we see some very large centers of activity, say, in the Bay Area and in California. And there's always been this question, well, isn't it so expensive there? Isn't traffic congested? Why don't all these people just move to someplace nice like Oregon? And the answer has been, I think, that there's so many benefits to being with a lot of people in the same field that the cost of moving were simply too high. But we're starting to see, I think, more of that activity move north. Certainly the Portland area has seen a boom. But again, it seems to be a sector that has extra benefits from agglomeration. So the other areas in Portland and in Oregon are seeing some activity from that, but just not a huge amount.
As we look at the charts that come with the regional indexes, it looks like the Rogue Valley is a smoother curve generally than the other regions, which implies a certain level of inertia here, that it doesn't move as fast generally, either up or down as the others. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, again, remember that these are all relative to their past trends. And so so you can't really sort of say, you know, compare them to each other, except as whether one area is really, you know, out of a recession or the other area is as much of an out of a recession. So, but the underlying part of that is that, you know, up until this last recession, the Rogue Valley, I think, had a nice steady inflow of new population, nice steady path of building permits. Actually, much like Central Oregon, but Central Oregon had a much bigger boost from the housing bubble than I would say the Rogue Valley did. But both those areas is generally drawing in new population, a retired population, for example, tended to have fairly stable upward growth patterns. And in either area, really, the 2000 recession had a relatively minor impact. Same with Salem, as compared to the Portland area and the Eugene areas, which felt the 2000 recession a lot more acutely. So, I think that as those migration patterns very much slowed after the recession, that kept the region and also the Central Oregon region from really, you know, rebounding very quickly from the recession. But now I think that we're starting to see some of that those patterns emerge. And you've seen, for example, a higher level of building permits in the region. You're still not quite up to where I think we were prior to the recession. But the general trend is certainly upward.
You know, I'm looking at the chart, too, where you have the recession in gray, and it looks like there was already a downward trend before the actual period of recession. So it looks like the economy had begun to cool. And granted, an economy cooling becomes a recession, I suppose. But did the Rogue Valley, from your perspective, begin to see its growth slow even before the housing bubble burst?
Oh, it did. I mean, I think that really one of the first areas to get hit by the housing bubble slowing down was Central Oregon, and then other areas of the state sort of joined in after that. But, yeah, the downtrend was in place really prior to the recession. And it was a much more severe downtrend in Central Oregon, at least prior to the recession, than we saw, for example, in Southern Oregon. And you might notice that the downtrend in the Salem area was a little bit later, and that's usually because the state realizes a little bit later that its revenue flow is slowing down, and then thus has to slow its employment growth, which has an impact on that region. So, you know, definitely we knew, I think, you know, as early as 2006 that something was changing in the economy related to housing.
We'll take a few more minutes here with Tim Dewey, University of Oregon economist, to talk about the Oregon Regional Economic Indexes that he is a large part of producing and the fact that it shows greater growth in the Rogue Valley than it has for a while. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I'm still intrigued by the impact of migration on growth in the Rogue Valley and also in the Portland metro area, because what that tells me is that if the Portland metro area is growing that fast, certainly it's a bigger area to begin with and a bigger magnet, therefore, but it seems like some of these people who are going to Portland are driving right through the Rogue Valley and deciding not to settle here.
Well, you know, obviously locational choice is a personal preference, and so, for example, if you have a preference for a larger metropolitan area, then you will probably drive all the way through the valley, right, and skip over Medford, Eugene, Salem, and go straight to Portland, if you have that preference. But if you might have a preference for single-family housing or you know, a smaller town or mid-sized town, then that's the type of person that's going to be looking at sort of Central Oregon or states, regions outside of the Portland area. And certainly there's a wide variety of preferences out there. So Portland does have the advantage of though also having the deepest job market as well. And so, you know, if you're looking for employment, particularly if you're starting out, looking to really gain your skills, a bigger market is often easier to do that. And I think that's an issue that a lot of cities face, is thinking about how to, you know, what's the best mix of you know, amenities and opportunities that attract attract new residents.
I'm curious again about the overall composition of the charts here. And granted, we're on the radio, so it's hard to see charts except in your imagination. But when you talk about the zero representing the average growth rate, so if your average growth rate is already somewhat high, and you're sticking with that, you're still going to show up as a zero on these charts, correct?
So that's correct, right? And the average includes recessions here too. So the way I like to think of it is typically during expansions, we see numbers here that's somewhat higher than average. But yes, that's right. Is that if zero here doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It's the way I think about it too. Is simply that, you know, compared to some past history, the zero might represent something that's close to what was seen in the past. For example, I think the Central Oregon area, you know, zero, a little bit above zero, is probably what we're going to get right now, given that we had this large run-up that sort of dragged a lot of the numbers higher during the 2000s, you know, followed by a long period of downtrend. In the Rogue Valley area, again, we had this, I think, pretty stable, steady growth for a very long period of time, and, you know, we're just having a little bit of taking a little bit of time before we regain some of those old dynamics.
Was it just a matter of time in your mind? I mean, did you really expect the Rogue Valley to sort of break through on one of these indices one of these days?
And I always expected that sooner or later you'd see much more of these migration patterns return and some of these past patterns return. You know, each area is got its own sort of different economic environment, and you know, certain areas, I think, again, like Central Oregon and the Rogue Valley, that were maybe feeling the tug of the housing bubble a little bit more strongly, either because it was resulting in clear local development, or the housing bubble in California was generating enough equity wealth that it was kicking off enough retirees or migrants that could afford just to come and buy a house in Oregon. You know, I think that that was really boosting some of the numbers or holding some of the numbers on prior to the recession. And I expected that as we recover from the recession, those dynamics would not turn on instantly. But I think we're starting to see them more and more in the economy.
In the process of preparing for a discussion about this, I had a chance to read some of your other stuff online, beginning with your tweets. I gather you do not think there's another recession on the horizon.
No, I'm not. I think that we're still a little bit away from another recession. And generally, we see those, at least in the U.S. economy, occur after a substantial period of tightening of monetary policy. And we're probably not going to see the Fed begin to even think about raising interest rates until the middle of next year. And unless something dramatically changes in the economy, it's probably going to be a fairly slow pace of increases. And so, you know, then sort of do the standard time to recession after the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates, and you start thinking, well, maybe it's, not until, 2018 that you start to think, well, maybe this is a realistic timing for a recession. Now, those are always, long looks at the economy, so I wouldn't put, I'm very cautious about making specific statements or recessions 5 years ahead. But I think the general idea that I'm trying to point out is that there could be still as much time ahead on this expansion than there was than we've already had in this recovery. So I think that's optimistic because the trends that we're seeing, I think, will overall build over that period of time.
And we're seeing, obviously, building in all the regions now of the state of Oregon, the five that are measured anyway, the Oregon Regional Economic Index. Tim Dewey of the University of Oregon is an economist and puts this together. Thanks so much for joining us today once again, Tim.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Good to have you. And that'll do it for this segment on The Exchange. We'll take a short break and return with Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac.